right.
Dave, you know where the opportunity zones are in Dublin?
Well, it's Warsaw, just outside of.
All right. Hey, everybody's here. We have a quorum. Each member of the commissioners are here. So at this time, I will call this meeting to order. Today is August 17th, 2020, Monday. My name is Jesse Down. I'm the chairman of the Dublin County Commissioners, and I welcome each and every one of you that are present. And as we start our meeting, I need Mrs. Latson, if you would, to give us an invocation. All right, yes, ma'am, would you please stand?
All wise and wonderful Father, again, we are here this evening to see to the business of this county and the citizens that live within. We ask for a calm mind, open mind, and allow for suggestions. We ask all of this in your name for this county of Dublin in the state of North Carolina and the statute of the United States of America. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. With the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. We thank you for that, Ms. Latson. Okay, moving on. We'll go ahead and start with our agenda. First thing is the consent agenda. Does any commissioner have anything to add?
I do not.
I do not.
No, I'm good.
Okay, I do. I have a I'd like to add number six, accept Gary Ainge as the member of the DSS board. I gave him his oath of office the other day on the 15th.
Can you repeat that, Mr. Nell? You see what now?
As I'd like to put Mr. Gary Ainge back on the DSS board. He's I gave him his oath.
Who was he appointed by, Mr. Dow? That was a state.
He's a state appointee. State appointee.
So he was appointed by the state, and you just administered his oath of office.
Yes.
So that's what you're putting into the record, his oath of office.
Yes.
Okay.
He's reappointed to the DSS board.
Okay.
So I'm just doing it as a matter of record.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, at this time, if there's nothing else, I'd like a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against nay. Motion carries. Okay, first up is public comments. Does anybody have anything to say? Okay, at this time, I've been made aware that nobody is here for public comments, so we'll move on to the next thing. Ms. Melissa Kennedy.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be appearing on behalf of Ms. Kennedy tonight to conduct a public hearing in accordance with the Dublin County Road Naming and Addressing Ordinance. Mr. Marshall Teachy and Ms. Edna Teachy have requested to name a lane off Fussell Road, Rose Hill, and Rockfish Township, Bald Eagle Lane. They have completed all of the necessary paperwork. Mr. Gary Boney, the fire chief in Rose Hill, who serves the area, has been made aware and has approved the name, as has Mr. Leroy Austin Jr., postmaster for the Rose Hill Post Office, which also serves the area. I request that the board approve the name of the lane, subject to the public hearing.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, at this time, I will open the public hearing for that purpose. In accordance with the Dublin County Road Naming and Addressing Ordinance, if there's anyone that wishes to make any statements or address this, please do so now. Okay, hearing none. At this time, the public hearing is closed, and I will entertain a motion.
Second.
I've got a motion, a second, to approve a name, to name a lane off of Fossil Road in Rose Hill, North Carolina, Rockfish Township, Bald Eagle Lane, in accordance with the Dublin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against, nay. Motion carries. All right, Ms. Tracy Kanicki, please. Tracy Simmons Kanicki. Good evening, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, the first agenda item I have here is the COVID-19 CARES Act agreement addendum 539 funding opportunity. This is in reference to $31,224. This is some money that came through from the federal government as it relates to the CARES Act, and a portion of that was given to each county health department. And it's specifically part of a total of $631 million that was funded under Emergent Issues Project of CK-19-1904. This money is to be used to carry out surveillance, epidemiology, laboratory capacity, infection control, mitigation, communication, and other preparedness response activities as it relates to COVID-19. So on behalf of the Health Department, I would like to request an action to accept the $31,224.
So moved.
And then approval of a budget amendment.
You got it, Davis?
Yes, sir.
All right. I've got a recommendation with a motion and a second to accept COVID-19 CARES Activities AA-539 funding in the amount of $31,224. On behalf of the Dublin County Health Department, and authorize the necessary budget amendment in the discussion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Go ahead, Ms.
The second item is to accept the Vidant Health Community Benefits Grant. We applied for this grant for $10,000 and were awarded this to continue on our diabetes and pre-diabetes management program that we have at the Health Department. To actually help serve as well as the other residents of Duplin County with diabetes or pre-diabetes. This money goes to help pay for those who are uninsured with their laboratory tests, additional education, and diabetic testing supplies. So we could accept this grant opportunity for $10,000.
Second.
Good motion, second, to accept Vidant Health Community Benefits Grant Funds in the amount of $10,000. It's on behalf of the Dublin County Health Department and authorized the necessary budget amendment. In discussion, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Okay, go ahead with your next one, ma'am.
Okay, the next one is in regards to the WIC AA or Agreement Addendum 403, revision number 2. That actually is attached in your document, which was to provide additional funds that were reinstated for this fiscal year 2021 back to the caseload of participants, which is 2,088. This was due to COVID as well. This money has a short time frame from June 2020 through September 2020. This agreement addendum revision of acceptance is for $9,042.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to accept $9,042 for fiscal year 2020-2021 with 403 agreement addendum revision number 2, funds on behalf of the Dublin County Health Department and authorizing necessary budget amendment. In the discussion, Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion, any say nay? Those against, motion carries.
The last item is for approval for Duplin County to be the lead public health county for this next initiative, which is a long-term care prevention support team. In North Carolina, each county belongs to a region, and we belong to Region 8, which extends from Duplin County to Onslow County South, the nine-county region. And so Duplin County would like to take the lead in this opportunity to create this team to help with long-term care prevention support. This team will look to perform on-site consultation of specific percentages of each type of long-term care facility, ensure appropriate identification and documentation of issues and support plans of correction, perform follow-up consultation with those facilities, and submit timely submission back to DHHS. So this is, we would be one of 10 regions who is taking the lead in this opportunity. This funding is short-term as well. It's under the CARES Act funding, so that money would have to be spent by the end of December. For this team here would be to support four positions. One is a regional coordinator, and the other one are three regional trainers. So it's a total of four positions. The budget for this is actually $113,680. We are waiting on the agreement addendum from the state, but I wanted to come before you guys tonight to see if you guys would accept Duplin County being the lead on this project for our nine-county region.
So moved.
I have a second.
Yeah, I second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve to allow the Duplin County Health Department to be lead county public health agency for Region 8 for the long-term care prevention support team project and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion?
Yes. This is a 4.5 month project, and that's how long you're supposed to be using this money for?
That is correct.
Are you hiring new staff for that?
So, yes, sir. So we will be using probably a temporary agency for that, to hire new staff.
They'll be made aware that it's only for 4.5 months?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, I have another question. I had questions also. You said it's long-term care. Is this just in facilities, or can it be in a residence, a private residence?
It's not a private residence. So it will be your long-term care facilities, your skilled nursing facilities, your adult care homes, your residential homes, and those that are licensed by the state. So it will not be private residence.
Okay. Yeah, I would just... talking to somebody the other day about the care that we can get for people that are hot in hospice and that leave the long-term care facility and then go home. They let them go home.
That would be under case management.
Yeah. Okay.
So this would be related to COVID.
All right. Well, that was just a question I had. Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good evening, man. 4.5 months. Miss Elizabeth Stalls, please come in.
Good evening.
Good evening,
I'm here tonight to request approval for an offer to purchase under the Disaster Recovery Act of 2017 for the Gervance property. On the Office of State Budget Management for North Carolina has been administering this program on behalf of the county, and they prepared an offer to purchase the Gerdanus property at 195 Laura Lane in Wallace for, let's see, $48,780.07.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and second to approve and accept the offer to purchase for the Gerdanus property located at 195 Laura Lane, Wallace, North Carolina. Any discussion? I do have a question. Like, I read through the agreement, And the agreements that I saw, he refused to offer. Did he change his mind? If you look through it, he marked that he wasn't interested in selling to the county.
The copy I have says I do intend to sell. The signature pages from the agreements were separate from the agreement. So I'm not sure if you received a copy of the.
Okay, I read through that whole agreement. And that's page on there. He signed that he did not agree to sell to the county.
I can.
He is here.
If you'd like me to call him in here, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I have the original I signed with you.
Okay, did you change your mind?
No, sir. I never did. It says I do intend to sell on my signature.
That's what it says right there.
Okay, the one that I.
I do intend.
Okay. The one that I saw said it, no. But I just wanted to clarify that.
I do appreciate it.
All right, sir. Is there any other discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Had to print. All right, is Mr. Burnett here? Mike Burnett, please come in.
Hey, your last two meetings on June 1st and July 2nd, you had public hearings concerning an application to North Carolina Department of Commerce about a community revitalization program.
Yes.
The you have in your package today a resolution authorizing submission of a $750,000 application. That application will install county water and street improvements on Tar Heel Estates road near Warsaw and complete improvements at the county health department building. One that has been mentioned is roof improvement, but we'll look and see if there's anything other priority that we need to address it with. The application deadline is August 31st. The program does not require a local match. We're requesting that you approve the resolution that's in your package.
All right. Does anybody want to make the recommendation, make a motion?
Second.
All right, I got a motion and a second to adopt the resolution 2020 CDGB Neighborhood Revitalization Application, Dubna County, and authorize the chairman to sign same. Any discussion? Is that the only location is Tar Heel Estates out up right there off of Wars
yes,
Bridge?
Sir. Yes, sir. That'll take up that plus the health department.
That's all the way, the entire location down there?
Yes, Tar Heel Estates is one road. There's another one where we looked at, I can't remember.
It's got a little branches off at the end of a couple of little.
We'll look at our budget and see how far it'll go.
Okay. But this is a pretty long road.
Yes.
All right. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Barnett. Okay, Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The Eastern Carolina Workforce Development Board requests that we make appointments to their board. At its May the 7th meeting, the Eastern Carolina Workforce Development Board elected Mr. Al Searles of Duplin County, who was one of your appointees, to serve as its chairman for a two-year term. As a result, they are requesting that we replace Mr. Searles, and also Dr. Abbasahan, superintendent of the school system, has declined reappointment. So therefore, we need to make two appointments. The Eastern Carolina Workforce Development Board is requesting that we appoint Mr. Joe Wood, General Manager of the U.S. Cold Storage, and Ms. Brenda Upchurch, Director of the Human Resources for Valari Food Group, to the Eastern Carolina Workforce Development Board for terms July the 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2022. They have to be members of the private sector, and according to federal legislation, private sector means members are identified as owners of business concerns, chief executives, or chief operating officers of non-governmental employers, or other private sector executives who have substantial management, hiring, or policy responsibility, and represent businesses with employment opportunities that reflect the employment opportunities of the applicable local area in which enrollees will be seeking employment.
So moved.
Second.
All right, gentlemen, got a motion and second to appoint Mr. Joe Wood, General Manager of the United States Cold Storage, and Ms. Brenda Upchurch, Director of Human Services for Valara Food Group, to the Eastern Carolina Workforce Development Board. This is to represent Duke County each with a term of July 1st, 2020 through June 20th, 2022. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Okay, at this time, gentlemen, we came to the end of our agenda, and we will need to go out of open session into closed session.
So moved.
Second.
So I got a motion and second to go into closed session. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. At this time, we are in closed session. Motion carries.
The agenda reflected that we were going to talk about legal matters, and we're going to
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tim Wilson here to just announce on the record of settlement agreement, three-way settlement agreement that's been reached in the dispute involving the Cape Fear River clean out. There was a dispute between the county and Blackman Companies as to what, if any, additional payments would be made. County made a performance bond claim against FCCI, who's Blackman Surety. The three parties have entered into a three-way settlement where all three parties walk away without paying anything to the other. This allows the Soil and Water Department to proceed with finding other contractors to finish up the zones that remain incomplete.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anything else?
Yes, sir.
All right, gentlemen, ladies.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second that. We got a motion and second to adjourn this meeting until September the 8th, 6 p.m. for a board or commission meeting here in this facility. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
At this time, we're off. Adjourn, unless we got somebody saying nay. And then you stay here and start until September 8th.
The oath that he administered to us.
Got it.